Hi, I'm Kat.
And I'm Emma.
If you love the Dead Parent Club podcast, you can help support its future using the Acast supporter feature.
Now, it's up to you how much you give, and there is no regular commitment. So if you can and you want to, please do hit the link in the show description to support now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And welcome back to another episode of the Dead Parent Club podcast.
I'm Emma Jones, and that's Kat Hooker, and we're here to talk all about death.
And today, somebody once said, when they listened to the podcast, the person producing it? What do you mean, producer?
Yeah.
The person producing it right now called it tonal whiplash. And we thought, this is probably the perfect excuse to have a whole episode dedicated to dead parent jokes.
Yeah, the reason our producer Freddie called it tonal whiplash is because when Kat and I bounce into the studio, we're very upbeat, we just talk at each other for a long time, and then it's like death. So it's pretty appropriate. So welcome on board the Dead Parent Club podcast. Let's get stuck in, shall we?
Okay, so this is an episode dedicated to all of those horrifically awkward moments that happen after your parent has died that can't help just make you laugh.
One of them really stands out for me. I was 25, 26. I got my first radio gig, absolutely buzzing. It was on a breakfast show. We had a producer at first, and I was like, oh, this is so exciting. Anyway, we used to have post-show meetings, and he came in and he was like talking to us about an idea. And he said, you know, about getting our parents involved. And I said, my mum's dead. And he said, sorry to hear that. And then he went,
oh no.
Halloween's approaching. Should we do a seance live on the radio and try and get your mum to come to us?
Shut up. That's so inappropriate.
You know when you're looking at someone like, is he joking or not?
Are you actually joking?
He wasn't joking.
What did you say?
No. I mean,
how about no?
I mean, honestly, I was like, do you want me to go in fancy dress as well?
Oh my God.
Do you want me to sit there like a ghost and go, mum, if you're with us, move the microphone?
Oh my God, that'd be horrific.
Can you imagine? The best bit was, though, like, that was his second reaction to, oh, sorry to hear that. Then it was like, content. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But it's one of those things, like, I look back and laugh about it because I'm like, I can't believe that actually happened. We have been inundated on the Dead Parent Club Instagram
with
some belters. Have you got any
personal ones? I mean, I've got a bit of a list going on here actually of just like different moments where I've just like, most of the time, to be fair, for me, I'm making other people feel awkward on purpose because of it, just because I can't help it.
It's your thing.
It is my thing. And it started literally straight after my mum died, where, to be fair, I didn't realize I was doing it at this point, and I'm sure I've told the story on the podcast before. But when my mum died, and the first thing I thought of doing was calling my boss. Literally, I can't tell you, it must have been within half an hour. I didn't call them, I sent them an email, but I was like, hey, just to let you know, my mum just died, so I need to have a day off work next week for a funeral. And they called me and they're like, Kat, like, no, like, what the hell? Like, why are you emailing us? And I sat there and it seemed so completely irrational to me. But I look back and I'm like, oh my God, they must have thought you were absolutely insane.
Yeah, but isn't it, that's like the rational bit of your brain that taps in shock, I think. So no wonder they were like.
Literally, but then ever since then, I've just been so.
Yeah.
just so open about telling people that my mum's dead.
Doesn't surprise me with you all the time. That's exactly what you did.
Yeah.
And you're right. Normally it's you making other people feel awkward. Yeah. But there have been so many instances that you have sent in. And we're sorry for laughing, but we know you're laughing with
us. There are some absolute crackers.
Listen to this one, right, from Laura Jane Archer. She says, my sister went into the bank to deposit the cheque from the solicitors that was her share of inheritance from when our mum died. The cashier said, that's a lot of money. Is it inheritance? Was it your mum? Oh, God, was it cancer? In increasingly awkward tones, like he started talking and just couldn't stop, but realised halfway how inappropriate he was being. The whole queue in the bank and his colleagues were watching open mouthed.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
I bet he wanted to die himself.
The ground to swallow him up. Yeah. He was like, we can almost forgive him because he was clearly in that situation where he's like, yeah, I've gone so far.
Yeah, can't stop now.
I'm digging. I'm just going to keep digging. So that
what
is
what are
going to
spend on?
Yeah, yeah. Laura, thank you very much for allowing us to laugh along with you.
Yeah, hilarious. I have one from their Instagram name is Angel Cully, and she said, we dedicated a song to my mum at my wedding. And the DJ asked for her to come onto the dance floor, which is actually just unbelievable. Can you imagine? It's kind of like that, like getting somebody for like a seance on the radio, like, ooh. Suddenly the mum appeared.
Right then, this one's for Eileen. Come on, Eileen.
Can you
get
imagine?
Yourself up.
Can you imagine the awkwardness? I would actually want to die.
So, so good. This one's brilliant as well from Nat Barkley. So this is part of the story. We're not sure who said this, but she says, I was asked where my dad lived, told her he was dead. She replied, oh, so underground then. Then proceeded to ask me if that's why I wear all black as I'm still grieving. No, girl. This
I'm sure
is
I've
just
seen
me.
As well. She said he was cremated.
Yeah, he was
as
cremated.
Well. He was cremated. So, no, actually, you couldn't be more wrong. Underground, no, somewhere in the wind.
Also, this is why you still wear black.
Yeah.
No, I just like these jeans. Oh, thanks
so
very
people
much.
People are so, so good. Awkward. So have you ever had that when you've been buying something and somebody said?
Oh, yeah. Like whenever, because I always buy my mum a card and put it on her grave. But obviously, I don't need an envelope because she ain't opening it. So I laminate it. So whenever I take it, they go, oh, you've not got an envelope with that. And I just go, yeah, I know it's for a grave. And then they see, you see it says, well, okay, all right. That's £3.99. I'm like, well, that's bloody extortionately priced.
Package that up really nice for you. Do I not get a quid off for not taking the envelope? No. Saving paper, saving trees. No. Oh my God. I've had it. I was working. Well, obviously, the most sensible job to get after your mum's dad is to work in Pandora, the place where all mothers and daughters go to get gifts for each other, especially on Mother's Day, right? And I remember, you know, it's been a long day of kind of helping people choose gifts for their parents that are still alive. And once this person came in, she was like, she must have been in like 40s or 50s, and she was buying one for her mum, who's obviously a lot older. And she was like, she couldn't choose between these charms. She was talking to me for ages. She was like, you know, if you, which one would you buy for your mum? And I'd just be like, I'm really sorry. My mum actually died last year. So I, but if she was alive, I'd probably buy that one. And this woman's face was like,
Do you know what? She almost probably was like, why are you telling me that? She probably was thinking,
just tell me which one you do like.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? It's like, no, I'm just telling you the truth. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. So I mean, make your mind up, please.
I can't buy one for my mum, actually. But then it got to the point where whenever anybody bought like wings or anything, and it was because like, I'm buying the wings because like, you know, my mum died. And I'm like, same! Yeah. I mean, like, actually, like, instead of being like, oh, I'm sorry, I was like, oh my God, same! Love that great idea. Like,
we have so much in common. Take my number, Dead Parent Club Podcast. Friends. Do you want to join?
It's literally what I'm like all the time.
This one's good from Laurie. Right, shutting down mum's bank account and saying, has she passed away? The woman went, yeah, and where is your mum? I said, she's dead. I'm shutting her account. I felt so embarrassed and awkward as the woman next to me looked at me. Why would you say, where is your mum?
So
if you're shutting down the account, she's... I mean, there's a reason.
I feel like banks must be the home of some really awkward conversations.
Oh my God, have I ever told you as well when my mum's ex-boyfriend rang the house and I answered and he went, Jane? And I realised that he clearly didn't know she died. And I went, no, John, it's Emma. Do you not know? And he was like, what? I said, mum died. And I was like, this is so awkward now because I feel like I'm breaking this new... And it was like years later. Oh, it was absolutely horrific.
I thought it was bad when you used to get companies calling you asking to speak to John Hooker, and I'd be like, sorry, she's dead. But telling somebody that had a full-on relationship with them, that is grim.
Oh, then I had to like take him to the grave and show him where she'd been buried and everything while he cried. Yeah.
Oh, God, swallow me whole.
I know. And I was like, pardon the pun, but there's nothing like digging up the past here, is there? For all of us past. Here, everyone, crikey.
I've got one from Danny Ritson. She said that she literally sat down at her dad's funeral, took her seat. She was age 12 years old. And her trousers ripped from the front to the back. God. Can you imagine?
What do you do in that situation?
What do you do? And also, everybody's eyes are on you. That's what I mean. Everybody's eyes are on you.
And do you know what? If you like wrapped a jumper around yourself,
you're gonna look, you're gonna look really like
exactly
at a funeral.
I feel like we need a follow up to that to know how you'd handle that.
Can you please tell us? If you listen to this, please message us.
Yeah, please let us know. Cara Graham says the shop guy went on about my amazing car for 10 minutes before asking how I got it. Dad died. Way to shut a conversation down, isn't it, that?
I've heard of that. So I've talked about it before, Sam. She was left quite a bit of inheritance from her dad, managed to buy a house and that kind of stuff. And the amount of people that say to her, like, oh, God, you're doing well for yourself being able to buy a house. And she literally replies all the time, like, yeah, it's because my dad died.
Yeah.
And what would you prefer? House or your dad?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I think I'll have that one. Thank you. Oh, this one's good. Alison Bull 39 says, my mother-in-law replying lol to something I posted after my mum died. She meant lots of love. Oh. Do you remember that? There was a period where like all the old people thought we were saying lots of love. But it's like, no, it's not funny.
I've got two classic examples of your mum or like your dad jokes.
Oh, God.
Which I think if you lost a parent at a young age, they must have plagued you as a teen. Because how often, when I was in school, all the time I just go, oh, your mum, from the boys all the time. Christ. But basically, there was one, Cara Steele said, I had a teacher make a your mum joke once and the whole room went completely silent.
No.
Yeah, that would be really
God,
awkward.
How
a teacher to do it as well.
I know, also. Why is a teacher making
you?
That? Yeah.
And then somebody else who is the pasties practice said, son said, your dad joke, realised, the shock on his face, and went, sorry, mummy, I forgot he was dead.
Oh.
And he's only 7 years old.
Bless him.
But can you imagine just being like, excuse me?
Yeah. KBB91 as well says, this is good. A few bunches of flowers were delivered to my neighbour because I wasn't in. It was only a few days after my mum died, and when I went to collect them, she said, oh, someone's popular.
Oh, God.
Then slowly realised by the look on my face that they weren't good flowers.
Oh.
She said my mum would have laughed. Oh, dear.
That does plague you so much, stuff like that. I've had it like when I've been buying gifts for other people or for myself. So like when you're buying somebody flowers, like around Mother's Day or something, and people just always assume that it's for
your mum.
And people, you know, when it's around Father's Day, you must get it all the time. Buying a freaking pair of boxers for yourself or some new socks. Like, oh, don't need to gift wrap it. No, my socks are just holy, actually. Don't actually need it gift wrapping. Like, do you really have to, when you assume you make an ass out of you and me?
Yes.
And it is my favourite thing to do, to tell them, actually, you're wrong. I remember got a flight back from Shanghai a few years ago. I was feeling very jet lagged, very emotional. There was a Tiffany's at the airport and I was like, oh, I'm going to get a little necklace to remember my mum by. And I picked it out. And this lady was like, oh, like what a lovely gift for your mum. And I was like, oh, no, it's not for my mum, actually. And then she went, oh, you're a bit young to be a mum, aren't you? Like, you look really young. And she kept going on about how young I was to be a mum. And then I was like, no, actually, it's just because my mum died. And this woman, her face, oh, my God, the shock horror. And then after that, the service, I've got to tell you, was impeccable.
Really?
She was, like, picking away through the charm, trying to find the one that was, like, the most perfect. Some of them had scratches on, which was horrific. But I feel like if I hadn't told them it's because my mum had died, she would have given me the shittest one out of the box. It seems to say it's because my mum died.
There you go, right? Yep. A tip from Kat. If you want good service,
let them
know your parent died.
Yeah, and they'll pick you the best one.
This one's good, from Katie Shaw. She says, icebreaker at work. Who would you bring back from the dead? No one knew I'd just lost my dad.
Oh, God.
Oh, how awkward.
I mean, to be fair, at least she was honest.
Yeah, I know, but that would be horrific, wouldn't it?
Just telling everybody.
You would definitely have put your hand up at that
100%.
Moment and be like, my mum, just want you all to know, 3 days ago my mum died. I did make a phone call half an hour after the event, but in case anyone doesn't know.
You know, this is what's happened. But talking about work, oh my God, I think this happens in work. And I was sat at my desk and I talked to this like tech guy quite a lot. It's really handy to make friends with the tech people, guys, when you're working somewhere, because you never know when you're going to need help. And he was coming over, trotted over, and we asked, talked about the weekend, and he was telling me about how he was going to Anfield to add a photo. He submitted a photo of his dad for like a big memorial thing they've done at Anfield. So then I put one and one together, obviously, because I'm part of the DPC, and I was like, oh, is your dad around? And he was like, oh no, he actually died like 10 years ago or something. I honest to God, put my fist out and went, DPC. My mate, my colleague was sat next to me. She literally went, she literally like killed inwards, like, oh my God. Luckily, this guy is very good natured and he did fist me back. And then obviously I had to explain myself. Oh, sorry, sorry, didn't explain myself. My mum is also dead. It's just so inappropriate. Why am I like this?
I love it. Please don't ever change. I'm just gutted I didn't see that interaction.
But now, like, now we talk about it all the time. It was a great icebreaker.
That's what I mean. He'll have had absolutely no idea what you were doing. No. He'll just feel like, why are you celebrating DPC? My dead dad? But...
and he probably didn't even know what the DPC was.
Golden. I like this from At Drapes. They say, people have been asking me how I lost weight. My response is the 2 in 5 diet, 2 deaths in 5 weeks.
I mean, blowing Weight Watchers out the water there, aren't we? Who needs that?
Crikey.
I've got one here. My dad came to visit us when we were living in the US, and his visit fell on what would have been my late mum's 60th birthday. We booked to mark the occasion, so we booked a fancy restaurant. When I made the reservation, they asked if we were celebrating anything. And me, overshare extraordinaire, you are my kind of gal, said, I told them that it was my mum's birthday. Lo and behold, after dinner, our server came to the table with a dessert complete with sparklers.
No.
Looking for the birthday cake.
No. 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 Is there more to this? No, they say how they...
They just said we laughed and cringed for ages.
Oh, my God.
How? I actually don't know what I would do if somebody came over to the table with sparkles.
I know exactly what you do. You go, she's dead. Because that's you.
But I'll eat it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Leave it here. It's what she would have wanted. Yeah.
If she's dead, you can at least give it to me to eat.
Yeah.
Free dessert. It's the very least you can do. That person there, I wonder if they must have realised like how mortifying for the server.
And they never went back to work again. Yeah. Did they? Have we got any more stories?
I've got one more that I put up, and it was, my brother and I and our extended family were at a funeral for our grandmother, their mum's mum, and their aunts kept pulling kids to come and meet some of the relatives that they didn't know, because the last time we saw them we were 5. My brother and I looked at each other after this happened 4 or 5 times and just said, perks of having a dead mum. And all of our extended family's jaws hit the floor, but him and I were just snickering. We just love shocking people.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I think it is. It's just that like brutal humour. Yeah. It's the darkness of it.
It's the best way to get through.
There's no alternative, because I can guarantee you listen to this now, if you're a fresh member, this will come. There will be these incidents. If you're listening to it and you're an oldie and goldie, then
you're
going to
have some crackers.
Yeah. You will relate to so many of these. And it is just part of it. And you get to point where you realise that you can laugh your way through pretty much anything.
It's so nice to laugh as well. Like, oh my God, you just have to. And I think no matter how awkward you feel in those situations, like, just make a joke out of it, because it just, at least if anything, you're giving yourself some memories to laugh about when you're older.
Exactly. Do you know what? My granddad got it right years ago, long before my mum, my nana or anyone died. They went to find their plot in the graveyard. And at the time it was like whoever the person is at the church that shows them around and shows them the plot. And my nana said, oh, Keith, that's lovely. You can see where you used to work over there. You can see that your old school over there. And granddad turned to her and went, I'll see bloody none of it, 6 foot down. And I just think that kind of humour. Yeah. And he said the guy that was like showing them their plot was wetting himself, because obviously you're not used to it.
Yeah.
It's normally quite a somber thing, because that's where we're going when we're dead. But actually, for him to see it in that light, that's just, to me, I thought that was great.
I love that from him. That is the kind of energy we all need to bring into our lives, guys.
Absolutely is. So thank you so much for sending in.
We honestly had so many. I'm so sorry we couldn't read every single one of them, but you can rest assured that we have had a proper giggle before this episode reading through them all, because they have been so funny and really brightened up our days.
They have. So thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Yep. And if you have any other funny stories you want to send our way just for a little giggle, feel free. You can contact us on Instagram at The Prank Club Podcast, on Twitter at DPC Podcast, on Facebook at The Dead Prank Club Podcast, or drop us an email at hello@theprankclub.co.uk.
See you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.